Mishnayis Mesechta Shabbos. The first perek, the first Mishnah, Yetzios HaShabbos, carrying out on Shabbos, Ishtayim Shehen Arba Bifnim. There are two ways that you are chayiv midiraisa. Bifnim means the balabos that's standing inside his house. Shehen Arba, that could be four ways midirabonin. There are two ways he is chayiv only midirabonin. And Ushtayim Shehen Arba Bachutz. There are also two ways that the person standing outside the house, in other words, carrying inside, is chayiv midiraisa. Shehen Arba, comes out to be four ways. In other words, there are another two ways that also midirabonin. Ketzat. Now the Mishnah goes to explain how do we have this. Ha'oni oimed bachutz. The oni, the poor man, he is like standing outside the house, trying to get something from the balabos, the man inside the house. And usually outside here means he's in the Rishus Rabbim. Now, Ubal Habayis Bifnim, and the owner of the house, he is inside. So we have an oni, a poor man, outside in the Rishus Rabbim, and we have a balabos inside his house in the Rishus Yochid. Now, we know midiraisa, the Yisr Hoitso is that you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus Rabbim. That's called Hoitso. Or else there's an Issa HaChnoso, you're not allowed to carry in from the Rishus Rabbim into the Rishus HaYochid. Now, Kate said, how do we have these Yisurim? He'oni oimed bachutzo balabayis bifnim. Now, poshad he'oni es yodeh lifnim. The oni, the poor man standing outside in the Rishus Rabbim, puts his hand inside the Rishus HaYochid, inside the house. V'nosam l'toich yodeh shabalabayis. Now he puts something down, an object, in the balabos's hand. So the oni now made a complete hachnosa. He had something outside in the Rishus HaRabim, which now he put down inside in the Rishus HaYochid in the balabos's hand. So that's one way he's chayiv. Oy shenotal mitoicho v'hoitzi. Or else when the oni put his empty hand inside, he took something out of the balabos's hand that was inside the Rishus HaYochid, and took it outside and put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. So that's called he made hoitzor, he carried something from inside outside. These are the two ways that he's chayiv midiraisa. Is ho'oni chayiv, u'balabai is potter. The oni is chayiv in these two ways, for the hoitzor or for the hachnosa, and the balabos is potter because he did not do anything. What about poshat balhabayis es yodeh l'chutz? Let's say the balabos from inside stuck his hand outside to the Rishus HaRabim. Now, v'nosan l'toich yodeh shaloni, either that he put something down inside the oni's hand outside, so it's considered the balabos made the hachnosa. He took something from inside the Rishus HaYochid and now put it outside into the oni's hand in the Rishus HaRabim. Or else, she'notal mitoicho, he took something out from the oni's hand, from the Rishus HaRabim, and he brought it inside, into the house, inside the Rishus HaYochid. So in these two cases, Bal Habayi is chayiv, the Balabos is chayiv because he made either the Hoitzor carrying outside, or else the Achnosa carrying inside, Veho'oni Potter, but the Oni is Potter because he did not do anything in these two cases. So these are two cases that both the Oni and the Balabos is chayiv midiraisa. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Poshat Ho'oni es yodeh lifnim? The oni from outside in the Rishus HaRabim put his hand inside. V'notal balabayis mitoicho. Now the balabos inside took something out from the oni's hands that is now in the Rishus HaYochid. Oy shenosan letoicho. Or else after the oni put his hand inside the Rishus HaYochid, now the balabos takes something from the Rishus HaYochid and puts it inside his hand for hoitzi. And the oni carries his hand now, takes his hand outside. Ishnehem peturim. Midiraisa, both the oni and the balabos is potter, because neither of them did the whole melacha of the hoitzo or the achnosa, but rather each one only did half of it. So therefore it's potter midiraisa, but it's also midirabonin, because each one did part of the melacha. And the same case would be that poshat balhabayis es yodeh lachutz. The balhabayis from inside put his hand now outside into the Rishus HaRabim. So he did the hoitzor, he did the beginning. He picked up something to take it outside. But v'not alo ani mitoicho. The Yoni is the one that took it out of the Balabos's hand and put it down in the Rishus Rabbim. In other words, the Balabos did not do the whole Malachi, did not put it down in the Rishus Rabbim. The Balabayis only did the Akira, he picked it up to take it out, but he did not put it down outside in the Rishus Rabbim. The Yoni did the Maisa Hanoch of putting it down in the Rishus Rabbim. Oy, or else, She'nosan L'toicho. After the Balabos put his hand outside, now the Oni outside in the Rosh Hashanah and picked up something and put it down in the Balabas's hand. So the Oni now did the Akira, picked up something, and he knows that it's going to end up in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, because the Balabas is going to bring his hand back into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But since the Oni did not put it into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, the Oni did not do the Maisa Hanochi in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Therefore, Vechnes, even though the Balabas now brings his hand inside, Shneihem Peturim, both the Balabayis and both the Yoni are both potter midiraisa, because they did not do the whole malacha. Again, because the malacha is, you have to do an akira, pick something up from the Rishus HaYochid, and then make the hanocha, put it down in the Rishus HaRabim, or else the opposite way, pick up something from the Rishus HaRabim, and put it down in the Rishus HaYochid. Hear that the Balabos and the Yoni only did half of it. One did the akira, picking it up, and one did the putting it down. Therefore, midiraisa, they are both peturim, and it's only us and midirabonin. These are the two ways the Mishnah means shehem arba. These are the two ways that they are chayiv midirabonin, by doing half of a malacha, either the akira or else doing the hanocha. Mishnah beis lo yeshev odom lefnei hasapor somach lamincha. A person should not sit to take a haircut before he daven in the mincha, ad she yispalo, until he davens mincha. And in the Gemara of Machlokes, some said this even applies to mincha gedolah. That means from 12 and a half, from 12 o'clock, or 12:30 onwards, you are not supposed to take a haircut before you daven mincha. And it's exera, because we're afraid maybe the scissors will break, and it'll take a long time till he fixes it, and he won't be able to have time to daven mincha. Then the Mishnah says, Lo yikones odom la merchatz, a person should not go into the merchatz to take a bath, for lo la bruski, or not to go into a place where they work on the skin, to tan the skin, to make leather out of it, for lo lechol, he should not go into a big suda to eat, for lo lodin, he should not go into have a din Torah, for yemeschilu, in all these cases, if they did start, ein mafsikim, they don't have to stop. In other words, since there is time for them still to daven mincha, we don't have to stop them if they started, even though they were not supposed to start before they daven mincha. Then the Mishnah continues with the new halacha of masikim likros kriyishma. We tell them to stop in order to say kriyishma. And the Gemara says this is talking about somebody that's terosa menosai, somebody that learns Torah the whole day straight without a break. So still he has to stop to do the mitzvah midiraisa of saying Krishma, but v'yei mafsikim l'tfila. We do not make him stop learning in order to daven Shmon Esrei tfili the Shachos Mincha Marim, because that's only midirabonin. So somebody that's terosa emunosoi, he has a right to skip tfila because he's busy davening, learning. Now l'maisa about taking a haircut before you daven mincha, or else having a suda before you daven mincha. That if a person davens the minyan, so he knows like he has to go to shul, he has to go to the minyan, there's also a ksas kula to do these things before he davens, since he knows he has to daven the minyan. However, if he davens at home, be yichidus, then taka, he should daven mincha before he does these things. Mishnah Gimel. Lo yetzei hachayit b'machatoi somach lechashecha. A tailor is not allowed to walk outside with his needle before Shabbos, right before Shabbos, because Shema Yishkach V'yetzei, we're afraid maybe you'll forget it and walk out with it on Shabbos. In other words, a chayit is not allowed to keep a needle stuck into his beggar even, because that's the derech, the way they carry it out in the middle of the week. So for him, if he would carry it out this way on Shabbos, he would be chayiv. Therefore, he's not allowed to stick like the needle, let's say in his hat or in his shirt, right before Shabbos, because we're afraid maybe he's going to walk out with it on Shabbos. And the same thing, v'loy halav lor b'kul musay. The same thing, a cipher, a writer, cannot put his pen, like even behind his ear, right before Shabbos, because we're afraid maybe he'll walk out with it on Shabbos. V'loy yifala es kelov. you're not allowed to like clean out your clothing from the worms or from the lice that's in them. And v'lo yikro liyor haner, you're not allowed to read on Shabbos in front of a candle. These two halachas are talking about on Shabbos itself, that you are not allowed like by a candlelight, try and clean out your clothing from the worms, the insects that are in them, because we're afraid maybe you come to move the ner, the candle, and make it light better, and that'll be an issur d'oraisa of making the candle burn better. And the same thing, you're not allowed to read and or learn in front of the candlelight. But the emes amru, truly it was said, and this is the halacha, that ha-chazon roye heichan ha-tinoikes karen. Ha-chazon means the malamid tinoikes. The Rebbe, so he is allowed to look on Shabbos by a candlelight, that heichan tinoikes karen. Where he should start learning with his Talmidim tomorrow, because this is only a simple looking. You don't have to have that much Ian, therefore we're not afraid to come to move the candle because of this. Abul Hula Yikra, but he himself is not allowed to read in front of the candlelight. And this means the Gemara says, even in front of his Talmidim, even when he's teaching his Talmidim at night, or in the daytime where the room is dark and you need candlelights, still it's also for him to read in front of a candlelight. Even though usually we say by adults, one in front of another, if there are two or three people there, you're allowed to, that's because you're afraid the other person will remind you. But a Rebbe did not have emor, did not have fear for his Talmidim, therefore we're afraid that when he's learning, maybe he'll move the candle. So therefore, avolo yikra, that the Rebbe, the Malamed, is not allowed to read in front of candlelight on Shabbos, even though he's giving a shiur like learning with his Talmidim. And then the Mishnah ends off, kayotzeboy, just like these things, we make gezeiros not to do them, because maybe you'll come to do an issur d'oraisa. The same thing as lo yochal hazov im hazova. A man that has tumas hazova on him is not allowed to eat with his own wife that's hazova, mifnei hergal avera, because we're afraid maybe they'll do an avera, maybe they'll live together. There's an issur when your wife has a tumas hazova not to live with her. So therefore, and really the halacha applies to the same thing, yishtar, that's a nida. That they're not allowed to eat with her unless you have the special hachokas, where you have the halachas of hachoka. But without the hachoka, it's also to eat together, because we're afraid maybe they'll come to live together. The Mishnah Dalet. V'yelu min halachas, these are from the halachas, she'omru, that was said, bi'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya, on the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya, ben Gurion, when the Chachomim then went to be Mavakacholim, he was sick, they went up to be Mavakacholim, because he was a Godol Hador, so the Chachomim went to visit him. Is, and Nimnu Varabu Beishamya Beisilil, and at that time there were more people from Beishamai than there was from Beisilil, Ushmoina Osa Dvorim Gozru Boy Bayoim, and 18 special halachas, special gzeres, they made that day. Now, when the Mishnah starts off to say the Elu and these, that means the two halachas before were part of these 18. The halacha of Lo Yifales, Kain of Lo Yikra Lor Haner, that you're not allowed to read in front of a candle, that was part of these halachas. And what it means to say there was Rabu Beishamai means in these halachas they passed in like Beishamai against Beis Hillel. And the Gemara goes through these 18 different halachas, and though the Gemara says there were 9 gzeiras about Truma, about an oichel, oichel rishon l'tumah, a sheni l'tumah, and then there were 9 other gezeres that they made. The Mishnah Hay, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Ein shoyrin diyoi v'samemonim v'charshinon elo kidei sheyishoyru m'boidjoim. This is Beishamai says that you're not allowed to soak in your own kli, diyoi, type of a dye, or ink, or you want to soak samamonim in order to make that the ink should come out, the samamonim, or else you want to soak the type of a samamonim that you have dye from it, or else the karshinum, the type of beans, kidneys, that you want to let them soak in your keli to soften them in order to feed your animals. So you're not allowed to do these things on Erev Shabbos, elikadesha yishar mebaidyoin. Only unless they'll finish the process that will be soft, or the dye will be made, or the ink will be made before Shabbos. Because Beishamai holds the same way there's a mitzvah to be shavas, that your animals should be shavas on Shabbos, the same way your kelim also, your utensils should not be doing any work during Shabbos. So So these type of malachis, to be shera, making dai, it's also for your kelim to do these things on Shabbos. So therefore it has to be finished before Shabbos. However, Beisilu matirin, Beisilu says it's mutar, that we hold there's no issa shvisas kelim. There's only an issa shvisas behemtoi, but not your kelim. So as long as you started these things before Shabbos, even though by itself it continues on during Shabbos, it's mutar. Mishnah Vav, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, a noisnin unin shel pishton l'soich hatanur. You're not allowed to put a bunch, unin means like a ogud, a bunch of flax, l'soich hatanur, inside your oven, elekidei shayav hilum abayyoyim, only that it would scorch it, like heat it up, before Shabbos. Again, that the process would be finished before Shabbos comes. Because if the tanner is still heating up this pishton, the flax, on Shabbos, it's considered the tanner is doing a malacha, so it's awesome. For loyas ha'tzem aliyora, you're not allowed to put the wool into this big urn that you're going to dye it in it. Elekadesha yikloy to'ayin, only that the dye gets well into the wool before Shabbos. The same isser again, that your kelim cannot be doing isurim on Shabbos. Ubeisilu matirin, beisilu holds no, it's mutter, as long as you started these things before Shabbos. Even though on Shabbos your kelim is like making the dye go in the wool, still it's mutter. Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, ein porosin mitzudais chayo v'yofes v'dogim, and not let us spread out traps to catch chayos, wild animals, v'yofes, of birds, v'dogim, of fish, elekadeshi yitzaytim v'yoyim, only that normally it would be that you would capture it before Shabbos. Again, because your kelim, your traps, are not allowed to work for you on Shabbos. Ubeisilu matirin. Beisilu again says, no, it's mutter. That since you spread out your traps before Shabbos, even though on Shabbos the traps are capturing the animals, still it's mutter. And we hold like Beisilu, because there's no issa shvisa on your kelim. Mishnah Zayin. Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, ein moichrin la nochri. You're not allowed to sell something to a goy right before Shabbos. You're not allowed to help him pick up something and put on top of his chamon, on top of his donkey. You're not allowed to pick up some weight to put on his back. In other words, he's like carrying these things out of your house. Unless the guy could reach his destination, a close place, before Shabbos. Because otherwise, if he leaves your house right before Shabbos and he continues carrying it through Shabbos, on Shabbos, it looks as if he's your shliach, as if you sent him, and he's caring for you, and that's also. Ubeisilu matirin. Beisilu says, no, it's mutter. We don't make this gezerah. As long as the guy left your house before Shabbos, there's no gezerah that people would say, maybe you sold it to him on Shabbos, or he's your shliach, he's carrying it for you. As long as he left your house before Shabbos. Mishneches. Beishamai Omer. Beishamai says, a noisnin oirois li abdon for loikelem lokoives nochri. Elekide sheyasum avajoin. Again, Beishamai holds you're not allowed to give oirois the skin la abdon to a tanner to work it over. For loikelem and not your clothing lokoives to the cleaners, to a goyisha cleaners. Elekide sheyasum avajoin. Only if you know the cleaners would be able to finish the cleaning before Shabbos, or the tanner would finish your skin before Shabbos. Uvakulan, in all these cases, Beisilu matirinim ha-shemesh. Beisilu holds no, you're allowed to give it to the guy right before Shabbos, as long as you gave it to him before Shabbos. And here the chiddush is, according to the Beishamai, that even though you're not doing like a positive melacha with your kelim, but just rather the kelim are receiving a melacha. Like here, your clothing is being washed on Shabbos, or else your skin is being worked over on Shabbos. And even though a guy is doing it, but again, Beishamai holds there's a mitzvah of shvisas kelim, that no malacha should be done with your kelim on Shabbos. So therefore, it's also for the goy to clean your clothing on Shabbos. And Beisilu says, no, it's mutter, because there's no issa shvisas kelim. However, we're talking about that you do not tell the goy directly to clean it on Shabbos, because you can't tell a goy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. We're talking about you give it to him, and you don't tell him exactly when to do it. So then if he does it on his own, even though he does it on Shabbos, still it's mutter. The Mishnah test. Omar Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel. that Noyegin Hoyu Beis Abba, in my father's house he was Noyeg, Shoyu Noisnin Clay Lovon, Lekoy Beis Nochri, that used to give a white clothing, let's take a white tablecloth, to a Goyisha cleaners, Shloisha Yomim Koydim LeShabbos, 3 days before Shabbos. That he was Machmir like Beis Shammai, to make sure the Goy would finish it before Shabbos. So for white clothing it would take 3 days, he made sure to give it to the cleaners 3 days before Shabbos. V'shovin, but both of them agree, both Beis Shammai and both Beis Hillel agree, V'shovin Elu V'elu, She'etoyen in Kairis Beis Habad V'yeguli Hagas, that right before Shabbos, you're allowed to put Kairis, the big bean, on top of a Beis Habad, that's the press where you're pressing down your olives to get out the oil, or else V'yeguli Hagas, where you're pressing down the grapes to make the wine. And the Gemara says, what we're talking about over here is that you started the pressing before Shabbos. So therefore, now even to put this beam down on Shabbos will not be an Issa D'Oraisa. It will only be Yosem of the Rabbonin. Therefore here, since you put the beam down before Shabbos, even Beis Shammai agrees that it's Mutter. Mishnah Yud. Ein Soilin Bosor, Yenala roast, meat, Botzel, onions, ubeitz, and eggs, El Kadesh Yitzelim Mevajim. Only unless the roasting would finish before Shabbos. And the Gemara says that means the shear that's roi to eat, which is the shear of Kumacho ben Jerusoi, which is like 1/3 finished. Other shittazor has to be halfway finished. But if it's not at least this much finished before Shabbos, then we're afraid maybe on Shabbos you'll be machta, you'll hit the coals to make it like be well to get done faster. And therefore, to Xeri, you come to cook on Shabbos, therefore not let it roast the meat, even right before Shabbos, unless it will be finished before Shabbos. At least a halfway or a third finished. Now, a noisnin pas latanor, you're not allowed to put bread into the oven, imcha sheikha, right before Shabbos, and the same thing, v'loy charoro, you're not allowed to put like cookies, agabi gecholim, on top of coals, again, unless it should be done already from before Shabbos, how much done does it have to be before Shabbos? Shiyikormu, that the face of the bread is a little bit brown. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kedei sheyikrim hatachton shalo, which part of the bread has to become brown, not the outside, the top part, but rather the bottom side, the tachton shalo. So really, to machloikis rishonim, which shear comes first? Does it first get burnt, or like brown, the part of the bread that's on the dovok that's attached to the tanur, or does it first become brown, the outside, the poneo, that's facing towards the fire? So machloikis, whichever one happens first, he's the one that's being a mekel, and the other one is being a machmer. Then the Mishnah Yudal says, Mishal shalin es ha-pesach betanur im chashecha. When you have the Korban Pesach, you shechted, let's say the Korban Pesach came out on Friday, so you shechted the Korban Pesach on Friday, and now it comes at night time on Shabbos, you want to like roast the Korban Pesach to be able to eat for night time. So you have to roast it before Shabbos. So if a loch is, you let it lower it down into the Tanor, im chashecha, right before Shabbos. In other words, here we do not make this gzeri, even though it's not already to eat before Shabbos. Here we do not make any zeres, maybe you'll hit the coals to get ready faster. Because since it's done, the chabur here, the korban pesach, a lot of people together, they'll watch one another. O ma'achizin esa'ur b'meduras beis ha'moikat. You're allowed to start the wood burning right before Shabbos in the beis ha'moikat, that's in the beis ha'migdash, the place where the kohanim used to go there to warm up. Because in the beis ha'migdash, we don't have any zeres, maybe you come to make it burn better on Shabbos. As long as the fire started before Shabbos, is okay. Uve gvulin means outside the base of Migdash. Kedei shetecha za'ur baruban. You're only allowed to light the wood before Shabbos if most of the wood would catch fire before Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, bitchomim kolshu. It depends if you're lighting, though, coals, then any little bit of the coal that caught fire before Shabbos, that's enough. Hey, the coals burn well by itself, then we don't make any xeri, you come to make it burn better on Shabbos. But on wood, if the fire did not catch on to rove of the wood before Shabbos, here we have Xeri now let it light this wood even right before Shabbos. Because we're afraid maybe you come to fix it up on Shabbos itself. All right, now we're up to Perek Sheni. Bame madlikin uvamei madlikin. Which things are you not alight on Shabbos, and which things you're not allowed to light with? When you light the Ner on Shabbos, or you're lighting it before Shabbos, Lekavod Shabbos, there are two things involved. There's the psilois, the wicks, and there's the shmonim, the oil. So Mishnah talks about both parts. Which type of wicks are good, and which type of oils are good? Because if it's a bad wick or a bad oil, we're afraid maybe it may go out, or look like it's going out, and you're going to go try and fix it on Shabbos, and you'll be over the Yisamavir or Mechaber. So therefore you have to only use good wicks and good shmonim, good oils. So which is good and which is not? So the Mishnah says, Ein madlikin loy belechesh. You're not allowed to use a wick made out of lechesh, which these are wicks made out of material that grows around the palm tree, which is between the bark of the tree and the wood itself. So that's fiber, like you can't use that fiber to make wicks to burn for Ner Shabbos. Veloy bechosen. And you can't use flax. The Gemara says it means pishton shein manufitz. Flax that's not well combed out. Also, it doesn't burn that well. Veloy becholach. That's the psoila shomeshi. You can't use the bad parts of silk. Veloy bepsila seidon. That's also some soft fiber that's like wool that grows by rovus, which is between also the klipa, the bark, and the eitz itself. So that type of fiber you cannot use. And again, veloy bepsilas hamidbar, that's also a type of a grass that grows. You can't use that for the psilos. It's only esav. It's like the leaf of a type of a grass. Veloy biroikor shal pnei hamoyim, that some type of a gross or something that grows in the shulei ha'aniya soviv, something like seaweed that grows around the bottom part of a ship. So this type of a growth also, you cannot use this for psilis. That's v'loi b'yiroika, not the greens like sharpnei hamoyim. V'loi b'zephis. Now we're going into the different types of oils that you cannot use. So up and so far, these psilos were things that did not attach well, the fire did not attach well to the psilos, and we're afraid the fire will flicker and you'll come to fix it on Shabbos, you'd be over the Yisra Mavir. Now the Mishnah says, V'loi b'zephis, you cannot use tar. V'loy b'shava, and you cannot use wax. In other words, you can't use like melted down wax for oil. However, the way we do it with candles, that's all right. V'loy b'shemen kik, and not that oil that comes out of a tree called kikoin. V'loy b'shemen sreifa, and not with oil that was truma temeya, that there it's a mitzvah to burn it. Therefore, we're not allowed to use this, not to be burnt on Shabbos. And the Gemara says the reason here why it's no good is we're talking about this era of Shabbos was on Yom Tov, and the Loch Ridge now let it burn Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov. For Loi Ba'aliyo, and you cannot use like the fat of a tail. For Loi Bechelev, and not with the fat that's also Bachilo. Now Nochem Hamodi Omer, Nochem Hamodi says, Madlikim Bechelev Mavushal. You're allowed to use fat that was melted down, chelev mevushal, cooked up fat, you're allowed to use. V'chomayim nechom say, echod mevushal, echod sheinu mevushal, ein madlikim boy. No, whether this fat was cooked up, or whether the fat was not cooked up, you cannot use these things, this shemen, for the oil. Mishneh Beis, ein madlikim b'shemen sreifa b'yomtif. On yomtif, you're not allowed to light oil that toyin sreifa, that has to be burnt. In other words, it means this oil was made of truma that became tomei. So truma tomei at Allah Chariz, it's a mitzvah to burn it. So therefore, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't burn this shemen on Yom Tov. And that's a klal, because she'ein sarfim kodshim b'Yom Tov. In other words, this Mishnah is explaining the Mishnah before, that the Mishnah before says, like for Shabbos, you can't use a shemen sreifa. So this Mishnah explains, we're talking about that the era of Shabbos is Yom Tov. So since you want to light it now on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to light Shemen Sreifa. But if it would not be a Yom Tov, the era of Shabbos, then you would be allowed to burn Shemen Sreifa starting on era of Shabbos, even though it burns on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, Ein madlikim b'itroin mifnei kvoid ha-Shabbos. Itroin, that's the pselus of the zephas, the bad part of the tar, and because it smells. So mishum kovet Shabbos, you're not supposed to have your house smelling. Therefore, you're not allowed to use this for the shemen. V'chachomim matirin b'chol hashmonim. The chum argue and say, no, all type of oils are kosher v'adlokas ner Shabbos. And what do they mean to include? They mean to include b'shemen shumshemin. That means the oil that comes out of shumshemin sesame seeds. B'shemen agoizim, shemen oil that comes out from nuts. B'shemen tznoinois, shemen that comes out from the seeds of the radishes. B'shemen dogim, the fat that comes out of fish. B'shemen pakuos. Pakuos is a question, what does it mean? Whether it means type of small melons, or whether does it mean the last midbaris, a pumpkin that grows in the midbar. Now, b'itron uveneft, they say you are allowed to light with itroin, that's the bad part of the tar, uveneft, type of kerosene, even though it smells bad, still you're allowed to use it. Mm-hmm. And the pshat is, the chum hold all these type of oils, draw nicely after the or. Therefore, you're allowed to use this on Shabbos, and they don't care about the bad smell. And then the second Mishnah ends off that Rabbi Tafrin Oimer ein madlikin elo b'shemen zayis belvad. You're only allowed to use olive oil to light the menorah for the neris for Shabbos. However, the loch is let chachamim that kol hashmonim aksherim. Mishnah Gimel kol hayoytzim min hoetz. Anything that comes out of wood is ein madlikin boy. If you make a psilu, you make the wick from these type of fibers or wood. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Ela pishtin, only pishtin flax, even though it grows out from wood, or it's called wood in the pasuk, the atzmona b'pishtin yeitz, you're allowed to use flax for the wicks. Now, v'chol hayeitz minoeitz, anything that comes out of a tree of wood, enoi mitama tumas oilim. If it's an oil over a mace, even though the mace, if the mace is on one side of the oil, anything underneath the oil becomes tamei, however, the oil itself, the roof itself, does not become tamei. If the oil itself is made out of eitz or wood or something that comes out of wood, it's not tamei. Ela pishtin, only if the oil, the tent itself, is made out of flax, then we say the oil itself also is mekabel tuma from the mace. Now, psilas habeged, if you take a beged and you shekiplo, you folded it over and you made it into a psil, you made it into a wick. For loy hivavo, but you did not like scorch it first, you did not light it a little bit first. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Temeya, you should know it has a dintum, it's still called a begit, even though this begit you fold it over, but folding it is not mevata, does not take away its shame begit, since you did not burn it at all. But still, v'yei madlikimbo, you're not allowed to use this for wick, because it's called a regular begit that you can't use it for wick. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Tahira, Akiva holds no, the fact you folded it over, that alone takes it away from a shame kli, it loses its shear-like. Well, Madlikim Bo, he also told you how to use this for wick. You could light with it on an air of Shabbos. Mishnah Dalad. Lo yikov Adam shefoferes shel beitza. Like, don't put a hole. Lo yikov Adam, don't put a hole in the shefoferes shel beitza. That's like the shell of an egg. In other words, you have a shell of an egg that you want to fill it up with oil. And on the bottom of it, you make a little hole. V'yamaleno shem, and you want to fill this up with oil. And you want to put this on top of a nair that's lit already. That you want this top oil to drip down into the bottom oil, so that like will be an extra amount of oil that will burn for the Shabbos. Still, it's also. Even though the kli is made out of an earthly kli, still it's also. Because even though it's semius, so we shouldn't be afraid to come to use it, still the Rabbanan made a gzera, maybe you'll take from this shemen on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter. We're not afraid. Maybe you take away some shemen on Shabbos. Aval im chibra hayotze metchilo. But let's say when a workman first made this menorah, it was attached. He soldered it down. So this top like shofaris, this top like eggshell, is attached to the menorah. Now it's mutter before Shabbos to fill up even the top part with oil that'll drop down a little bit slowly on Shabbos. And the reason is, Mifnei Shu Kli Echad, because it's all considered one big Kli, here we don't have any Gzeri to come to take away the top Kli, you'll take away the Shemin. Like, since it's all called one big Kli, for sure you'll stay away from it on Shabbos, and therefore there's no gzera. Then the Mishnah continues, lo yamali odo nesakor shemen. A person should not fill up the pot, the plate with shemen, v'yitnenu b'tzad haner, and to put it on the side of the ner, and v'yitein roishav silu b'soicha, to put the top of the wick inside it. Which we're talking about now, you have one long wick, and the wick that's lit, that's by the ner. Now the other side of the wick that's not lit, you want to put that side into another kli full of shemen. V'shvil shetuhei shoevis. In order that, like when the first kli gets finished with this oil, you want it to be able to draw oil from the second kli. So this is also for the same gzera, where even though you did this before Shabbos, but we're afraid maybe on Shabbos you'll come to take out some shemen from the second kli, and that's also. And again, Rabbi Yehuda does not make this gzera. Since you did this before Shabbos, you put the second side of the wick in the second kli full of oil before Shabbos, we're not afraid that on Shabbos you'll come to take out the shemen. Mishnah Hei, HaMechabe Es HaNer Mipnei Shum Is Yor Mipnei HaGoyim. If somebody puts out a fire, a wick, a ner, because he's afraid of Goyim, it was their chag-like, and it was exerted, then if they'll come and find a ner by a Jew, they'll come and kill you. Or else Mipnei Listim, you're afraid that the robber should not see your light on and come and rob you. Mipnei Ruach Ro, there was a Ruach Ro, a sickness, also that light is bad for it, you're supposed to have dark. Or else v'yim b'shvil ha'cholah she'yishan, but you put out the fire, because you have a cholah, somebody that's sick in the house, and he wants to be able to go to sleep, and the light is bothering him. And the Gemara says, we're talking about these cases are all like a cholah she'yish b'sakana, all these cases are like a sakana over here. If you don't do it, you may be killed because of that. Therefore, potter. And l'chila also, potter means, avamut l'chila, you're allowed to do this l'chila. Anytime you're putting out the fire, mishum ha'sakana, therefore it's mutter. However, kechos halaner, if you only want to put out the wick, because you want to save yourself the ner, you want to save yourself the wick, rels kechos halashem, and you want to save yourself the oil, rels kechos halapsila, you want to save yourself the wick. So out of the first case, the ner means the menorah. Again, like if you're worried, time you want to save your menorah, or you want to save your shemen, or you want to save your wick, and that's the reason why you're putting out this fire, then chayiv, for this you chayiv on Shabbos. That's called one of the obvious malachas of kibui, putting out fire. However, Rabbi Yosi poiter v'kula. Rabbi Yosi says no. In all these cases, midiraisa, it's potter, it's mutter midiraisa. It's only yasa midirabbanan in these last cases, because this is considered a malacha she'nitzricha lagufa. You do not need the actual putting out of the fire. Where is there a case that putting out the fire kibui is called a malacha she'nitzricha lagufa, that you need the actual putting out? That's what the Yosi says now. The Yosi prayed to be called them chutz, excluding where's the one case that you chayiv mid hapsila, where you put out the wick. If nei shuvoy seh pechem, because when you put out a wick, the pshat is then you make the top of the wick like a better kli. It's usable. It's better to light the next time. So therefore, you're putting it out now for the purpose of the kibui, which makes a pechem, like makes a coal on top, makes a better wick. So you're making a better wick, a better coal. That's where you also. That's where it's also midiraisa the melechas kibui. However, wherever you stand, put out the fire, and it's not called the tzricha lagufa, then we hold, like Rabbi Yosi says, it's potter midiraisa. Mishnah Vov, al sholosh averos, for three averos, noshim meisos b'shas ledosen. There's a punishment that a wife will die b'shas she gives birth. Al she'enam zehiras banida, if they're not, they don't be careful, they're not very careful about the halachas of nida, when they're a nida, or also the chala, the mitzvah to take off chala when they're mafresh, when they make isa, if you have the exact amount that you're supposed to take off chala, you have to be makpah to take off chala. Over adlokas haner, and to light the ner for Shabbos, these are three mitzvahs that are more or less given over to the noshim. And therefore, they have to be careful, and if not, chas v'shalom, the punishment will come, b'shas ledosim. Because that's the zman of peronius anyway, therefore that's when Hashem pays back. So makom sakona like that. Mishneh Zayin. Shaloisha Dvorim Tzorach Odom Aloima Besoich Beisa Ero Shabbos in Chashecha. There are three things that a person has to say nicely in his house right before Shabbos in Chashecha, means like right before Shkia. He started him, he has to ask his wife nicely, did she take off Trumas and Maisrus from the Paris that they want to eat for Shabbos? Because the law is Midrabbonin on Shabbos, you are not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisrus. So if you want to eat your fruit like an Eretz Yisrael, the food, you have to make sure all the maizes was taken off before Shabbos. So you have to ask nicely, Isartim, or else Eravtim. Did you make an Erev, whether it's an Erev Chatzeres, in order to carry outside from one Rishus to another Rishus, or else was Erev Tchumim, to walk outside of Tchum on Shabbos. So you have to make these things before Shabbos. And then thirdly, you have to ask, like Hedliku es Haner, did you light the Ner, which would mean in a nice way, like please go light the Ner, it's late already. Now, Sofik Hashecho, Sofik Ein Hashecho, if you have a doubt whether it's like Ben HaShemoshes or not, is it like nighttime or not, it's after Shkia now, it's Ben HaShemoshes, so Ein Maisra Nesavadei. Then if you know for sure these Teres are Trumas and Maisras have inside it, you are not allowed to take it off now. After Shkia, once it becomes a Sofik Hashecho, Ben HaShemoshes, you're not allowed to be Mafresh Truma on a Vadei. If you know for sure it was like Tevil, or else V'Ein Namad Vila Masakelim, if you have a kli that was tamei, or else a kli you bought off a guy, and you want to be tevilit now in order to be used for Shabbos, you're not allowed to be tevilit on Shabbos, near the Masakin, and Uadin, you can't do it now, Ben Ashmoshes. If you have Madlikinas on Eros, you can't light the Neros, even though you think maybe it's a mitzvah, since it's already Sofich HaShecha, you can't light the Neros. Avo Maisvenes HaDemai, but if the pears are fruits that you bought off on Amoritz, then Midiraisu, we say they already took off Trumas and Maisus, it's only Yechshash Midirabonin. So since it's only Midirabonin that will machmir to take off Trumas and Maisus, you're even allowed to do it now on a Sofech HaShecha, Sofech and HaShecha. Umorvin v'termnin es hachamin. Umorvin means you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres, now Ben Ashmoshes, since there are only Yisur Midirabonin is involved, like Chumas Midirabonin not to carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid, that will initiate the Raisam. Therefore, we'll make a now Ben Ashmoshes to make an Erev Chatzeres, v'termnin es hachamin. You're allowed to make Chatzmona now. Means you're allowed to wrap around. If you have a pot you just took off the fire, you want to wrap it around with cloth, with a towel to keep the heat. You're allowed to do this now, Ben Ashmoshes. Even though on Shabbos itself you're not allowed to make Hatzmona, you can't wrap around the pot on all four sides. However, now Ben Ashmoshes is mutter. And again, this is only Bedovar She'ene Moisef Hevel, like we'll learn later on. But something that adds heat to it, that you're not allowed to. Because that can't even be, because there it's also, even if you did it Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to have it wrapped around with something that is Moisef Hevel, which will add heat to it throughout Shabbos. Even though you did it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to have it done throughout Shabbos. Because then we'll learn it's Gzera Shemayachta B'Gecholim. We'll learn later. Perek Shlishi. Kira. Kira is a type of an oven that they used to cook on it. And they used to put the fire, like the coals, inside. And they put the pots on top. Usually it was a place to put two pots on top. So it depends now. Kira, this like a cooking place, shesiku bekashu begabavo. If you put fuel, it was lit from a straw. So they're noisnin oleh tavshel. You're allowed to put now on top of it food. In other words, you're allowed to put the food on it right before Shabbos even, and let it stay there throughout the whole Shabbos. Now, this would be like our fire without a blech. In the case, since the heat only came from straw, it's not such a strong heat, therefore, we don't make any xeris. Maybe you come to make the fire bigger. Therefore, you're allowed to put the food on top of it before Shabbos and let it stay there throughout Shabbos. What about begefes uveitzim? Let's say the fire was made begefes. That means the psoilus of the olives, the bad part of the olives, or else uveitzim with wood. Here, the fire is a little bit stronger. So here, the locher is lo yitain ad sheyigroif. You're not allowed to put any food, any pot like, on top of this fire when the fire is still going, even before Shabbos. But rather, at Sheyigroy, first you have to take the coals and either move them to the side or else take them out. Even though then the heat will still be inside it, then it's mutter to put some food on top of this and let it stay on Shabbos. Or you're at Sheyite Neso Efer. The other answer is, again, before Shabbos, you have to pour some Efer, some dust, some dirt on top of these coals. So that's like a hecker that reminds you that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. And really, this is like our blech. When we put a blech on top of the fire, it's like a hecker to remind us that we're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Because if we don't do these things, then we're afraid that maybe on Shabbos you see your food is not really cooked yet. So you want to hit the coals to make it burn better, to make it cook faster. So therefore, if you do these two things, you move the coals on the side, or else you put ashes, you put dirt on top of the coals, that's a hecker, so you won't come now to heat up to make the fire bigger on Shabbos. Beishamai says, Chamin. Even after you make a groof and a ktumah, it's only mutter to put on top of it hot water. Avolei tavshom, but you can't put food on food, since it takes, it's harder for it to cook, was still afraid that maybe you'll come to heat up the fire on Shabbos. However, Beisilul Oimer, Beisilul says, no, Chamin V'tavshel. You're allowed to leave anything on top of the blech like, as long as you made this hecka that you move the coals to the side, or else you put dirt on top of the coals, or like we do, we put the blech, a piece of something on top of the fire, you have this hecker, now you're allowed to put food from before Shabbos, even though it's a tavshel, it's food, you're allowed to let it stay there throughout Shabbos. Beishama Yomi Beishama says, Neitlin, that you should know, even after you have your blech, you're only allowed to take the food off it on Shabbos. Avoloi machzirin, but there's no way you're allowed to put it back on top on Shabbos. However, the loch is, Beisilu says, Af machzirin. No, you're allowed to return it also. In other words, like we do, if we have a blech, you take all food off the blech on Shabbos, so there are conditions that it has to, first of all, still be in your hands, and you're holding the pot, and also you have to have in mind that you want to put it back again. But if you have these two things that you have in mind to put it right back, and you're still holding it in your hands, then you're allowed to put it back on top of the blech, even on Shabbos. Of course, this is providing there was nisbashal kol tzarkoi, that it was completely cooked from before Shabbos. So far, this is the loch of Akira. Akira is like, we said, a place where you cook, where it's a little bit, it's like a square, but it has a place on top that you put two pots. Now, Mishnah Beis talks about a tanur, that's an oven. An oven is more heat, because there wasn't some square box. It was wide at the bottom, but very narrow on top, so that you'd be able to keep the heat much more. That's a tanner, like an oven, if you heated it up, you use the fuel, was made from straw, then the locher is, you can't put you can't put any food on top of it or inside it, even though you're doing this right before Shabbos, because we're afraid maybe on Shabbos you come to hit the coals to make it, hit the straw to make it burn better. Because even though the fire only started out with straw, but in a tanner the heat is much stronger, so here we're afraid you come to want to cook it faster on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, Kupach, she'esiku v'kasha v'gavavo. Now this kupach, this is the middle stage. It's not as hot as a tanner, but it's little has more heat than a kira. A kupach is also like a square box. It's not like a narrow on top. However, it's not as wide as a kira is. A kira is a makom to put two pots on top of it, and a kupach is only a makom to put one pot on top of it. So it's like in between the heat of a tanner and a kira. Therefore, it depends how you made the heat. If you heated it up, the kash uvagavavom with straw is a rezek a kirayim. It has the same halacha like a kira. That according to Beishamai, according to Beisilu, we said you're allowed to leave things on it before Shabbos if you made a groof and a ketumah. And even allowed to be machzer with certain tanoim. You can put it back also. However, begefes uveitzim, if you heated up the kupach with the pselas of the zeisim, or else with wood, that makes it more heat, and therefore reyu ketaner, then it has the loch of the chumra of a tanor, that you're not allowed to put anything inside it, even from before Shabbos. And even if you made a groof of the ketumah, still it's also to put things on top of it before Shabbos. The Mishnah Gimel, a noisnin beitzo b'tzad ha-mecham b'shvil shetiz galgal. You're not allowed to put an egg on the side of a mecham. That's like a hot water kettle. Even after you took it off the fire, since it's still hot, you can't put the egg right next to it on Shabbos b'shvil shetiz galgal, in order that it should be cooked up a little bit. Because this pot is a toldas or, it was heated up through fire, so it's also called bishul. Therefore, you're not allowed to put this egg next to this hot pot. For lo yaf ki eno bisudorim, you're not allowed to like crack an egg on into a hot sudur, a towel. If the towel was heated up by the sun, still it's also to put this egg inside it because you're going to cook it a little bit. Even though you're allowed to cook in the sun, it's not called the derech bishul. However, the toldo of the chama, this towel that was heated up from the sun, it's also to like cooking it. A gzera otto told us haor, which would be yosem midiraisa. However, Rabbi Yosi mater, Yosi says no, it's mutter to put the egg inside this hot towel, because he does not make a gzera of a told of shemesh otto a told of or. Now, vaita v'loyat minenu b'chol, you're not allowed to make hatmona, you're not allowed to wrap around this egg Bechoil with sand, or Viyavid Drachim with dust of the road, Bishvil Shatitzola, in order that it should get hot like on Shabbos and cook on Shabbos. And here it's Mashma, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that it is also. So there are two reasons why. Some said because Bechoil here, it's like a hot sand, it's Xera, maybe you come to wrap it around with coals, which there for sure there's Xera where you come to hit it and make it burn well. Secondly, they said Xera here is because since it's Muksa, you may come to move around the dust, which is Muksa. Mishnah Dalet. Maise she'osu anshei Tveria. It once happened that the people living in Tveria, ve'heviyu siloin shel tzoinin, they brought like a pipe that had hot cold water going through it, le'toich amra shochamen, and they put this pipe now through a hot spring, even though the water was hot, that's like chamei Tveria, the hot waters of Tveria. Now they did this before Shabbos, and they let the water run through. Now Omru lehem chachom nechom said back, in Shabbos, if this water like that was cold on Shabbos and went through this amun now to get heated up on Shabbos, in Shabbos is kechamin shuchmu b'Shabbos. It has a locha like the water that was heated up on Shabbos, and therefore asurim berchitzo v'shtiyah, you're not allowed to use this water to wash yourself or else even to drink, since it was heated up on Shabbos itself. What about the Yom Tov? Let's say this was done on Yom Tov. It has a loch like kechamin shuchmu b'Yom Tov. It has a loch like the hot water that was cooked up on Yom Tov itself, which is asurim b'chitza. You're not allowed to be rochatz kol gufay, because to wash your whole body, that's called the davar she'neshabu l'chol nefesh, it's also. Aber umutarim b'shtiya, you're allowed to drink this water, because you're allowed to cook up hot water on Yom Tov for drinking. Hu adin, you're allowed to wash also upon of yodav raglav. That's also called davar she'neshabu l'chol nefesh. But to wash your whole body, that's also. And Tosafot Shita is, it's also midiraisa. Now, if Kamina, you're not allowed to take a hot shower on Yom Tov. You can't use the hot water to wash your whole body. That's considered a davar she'neshabu l'chol nefesh. Now, mulyor hagorif. If you have a mulyor that's like a hot kettle, which was gorif, you took out the coals of it, is shaysen emenu b'Shabbos. Then you're allowed to drink the water on Shabbos. In other words, because it has loch like you have a blech, it's like gorif here, and therefore you're allowed to use this water on Shabbos. Like since you made the groof, you took out the coals from before Shabbos. Antiki, afo pi shegrufo ein shaysim emenu. Antiki is another type of a kli that they had a place for the coals on the bottom, and here it kept very hot. So even though you took out the coals before Shabbos, still we hold some heat comes in on Shabbos, therefore you can't drink this water. There's a locha like water that was heated up on Shabbos itself. Mishnehei, ha-mecham shepinu. If you have the hot water kettle that you took it off the fire, you took it off the fire. So locha is, lo yitain l'toichai tzoynein b'shvil shiyechamu. This kli is still called the kli rishon, and it's hot. So therefore you're not allowed to add some cold water into it on Shabbos, because you're making this cold water become hot. You're being mavashal this cold water. But if you put in a lot of water, a lot of cold water at one time, then it's mutter, because this cold water, or else, where you put the hot water already into a cup, the cup is only a kli sheni, now you're allowed to add cold water here, because kedel have shiron. The purpose is just to like make the cold water like lukewarm. You're not going to be able to heat up this cold water, because since you're eating a lot of cold water, or else since you have it in the kli sheni is not mavashol, therefore this is mutter. For ilfis via kadera, frying pan or pots, sheheviron merusachim, you took off the fire on Shabbos, but the pots are still hot, is lo yitem latoichem tavlin. You're not allowed to put any spices into the food that's in the pot right now, because it's called the kli rishon. It was just taken off the fire. Kol zman atziat lettuce boy, it's hot. We still say it's mevashel. So you can't add salt into, let's say, the chont. You take the chont off the fire, or the soup off the fire, you're not allowed to put salt inside it. But if you take the soup out of the pot and put it into a plate, so now the plate becomes a klisheni, and the klisheni you are allowed to put tavlin. We hold here this mishnah, the klisheni is not mevashel. Or the teicha tamchu, that's a big plate. Reb Yudu says, lakoil hu noisein, and anything you're allowed to put the tavlin, you can put the spices even in a klirishen. But chutz midav sheyesh bei chaimetz vatzir, unless the kli that has vinegar
Otsir, that's the fish juice that's very salty, that's very hot, that's mechamin, and there would be mevashel the tavlin. However, we do not hold like a Yehuda. We hold that in the Kli Rishon there is bishlitz also, and the Kli Sheni we hold is not mevashel. However, there are certain things called kalei habishel, which means it's very easy for it to be cooked, and then we say even in the Kli Sheni also it's mevashel. Moshele chala, bread, you should not put bread even in a hot Kli Sheni, because the Kli Sheni would be mevashel bread, a chala. Mishnah Vav. The other Eitzer is to wait until the soup cools off for a little bit. But as long as it's very hot, then you should not put something easy to be cooked in a Kli Sheni. Other little haterim is by soup. Sometimes since you take the soup out of the pot with a ladle, so the ladle is considered a Kli Sheni. And then when you pour the soup into the plate, it's called a Kli Shlishi, and a Kli Shlishi could be mekel. There we hold Ein Bishul. Mishnah Vav. A noisnin kli tachas haner lekabo boyes hashemen. If you lit the neris before Shabbos with oil, now on Shabbos you're not allowed to put a kli, a plate, underneath the ner to receive the shemen that's dripping down. Because since the shemen that's dripping down is muksa, if you put the kli underneath it, it's called you be mevato kli mehechonoi. You're going to make now this kli also muksa. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to rule the kli on Shabbos. But if you put this kli underneath the nair from before Shabbos, that if the shemen drips, it's a drip on the kli, then it's mutter, because you didn't do the action on Shabbos, it was done before Shabbos, it's mutter. However, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the shemen that's dripping down, because the shemen that's dripping down is like osabano, it's like muksa, so you can't have enjoyment from it. The v'yishayna mena muchen wasn't prepared from before Shabbos, this is the side of muksa. Metaltalin ner chodesh, you're allowed to move around a new menorah. In other words, you did not light it this Shabbos, so therefore it's not muksa, and it's new, it's not muksa, so therefore you're allowed to metaltal. Avolo yoshen, but not an old menorah. If it was already used once or twice, so it got all black, that's called muksa machmas mius, so a tanakam old, you're not allowed to touch it. Rabbi Shimon says, no, kol haneris metaltalin. He does know for muksa machmas mius. If all type of menorahs, you are allowed to be metaltal on Shabbos. Chutz min haner hadolek b'Shabbos. Only excluding the menorah that's lit now on Shabbos. Like when it's lit b'shastra, it's lit, then it's also to be metaltal. It's a bigger muksa, because it's a gzera shem yichabe, maybe you go out, or it's a muksa of the yesh itself. Here it's a mochomedika muksa. But when the fire goes out, or before it was lit, then you are allowed to move it around on Shabbos. Even though it's a klisha malachtel yisur, but we owe the tzarah gufoi, or the tzarah mekaimloi. If you need it for the purpose where it's on, like meshla, it's on a table, and you want to use that table, you're allowed to take it off. However, lemaisa, we don't hold like this. We owe the kli that was a menorah that was lit at the beginning of Shabbos. We owe on this type of a muksa that miglus katsoi ben hashmoshois is katsoi lekul yoima. Now, since at the beginning of Shabbos, when the menorah was lit, you are not allowed to move it around, because then it was a very strict muksa. So therefore we say this is the muksa remains the whole Shabbos. That even later when the ner goes out, still you're not allowed to move around. The leicht is on the table. Now the Mishnah ends off, Noisnin kli tachas haner lekabel nitzotzos. Okay, so on Shabbos you are allowed to put a kli, a plate, underneath the ner, just to receive the nitzotzos, the sparks that fall down. Because sparks, we say, like our ain boy mamish, when they land, there's nothing there anymore. So here it's not considered yevi mevato kli mechonoi. Because afterwards you can move the kli, you can move the plate. Because the plate was not makabu real muksa, did not become bosses. But v'lo yiten atoichem ayim, you're not allowed to put water into this plate. If you want to put the plate of water underneath the menorah, that's also. Because that's going to cause the sparks to go out. When the sparks come down or fall into this plate of water, you are causing the sparks to go out faster. That's the gram kibui, which is also. Now, this last halacha applies even on Erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a plate of water underneath the menorah. And some say it's exera, that maybe you'll pick it up on Shabbos, and you'll be mekar of the kibui. So this is also, even on Shabbos, this is also. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.